This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
No, that was actually a joke. I haven't been. That was like my.
Listen to like. I'm trying to think of the worst hair metal bands.
I don't know.
Like Poison.
Yeah.
God, I hate those guys.
Rat.
Faster Pussycat.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard of that
Faster
one.
Yeah, Pussycat. Faster Pussycat. Yeah. Let me see who else. There's others. I can't. Kix. K-I-X, like the cereal.
No, you know what? I haven't heard of any of these.
Testament. Horrible.
Testament?
No, Testament's a thrash band, yeah. You're thinking of, there's another, it's like
Poison?
It's like TNT, I think is the name of the band.
Oh.
Yeah, I said Poison already. Poison. White Lion.
White Lion.
Yeah,
yeah. White Snake. White Snake was actually a bit of an arena rock band who adopted the hair metal. Sort
it's like
of,
Kiss, too. It's like, is it hair metal? Is it arena rock?
Kiss is, they're legendary at least, right?
Detroit Rock City is a legendary
song. Kiss did this thing, though, where they would, like, whenever the next fad of music would come around, they would do an entire album. So, like, Kiss, I think it's Dynasty, is like their disco album. Everything on there. Everything on there's got, like, a... and, like, a bunch of tambourines, and, you know, it's just got a huge disco vibe to it. And then, like, another example is, I think, Animalize came out right after, like, Quiet Riot and Twisted Sister hit the scene with, like, We're Not Gonna Take It, and, what's the Quiet Riot song I'm thinking of? Come on, Feel the Noise.
Yeah.
Once those hit the market, Kiss was like, we have to make an album of anthem rock, right? Because these are all these big, you know, shouty, sort of thunderous drums, anthem-type
songs. Which, to me, is, like, more what Kiss is
would do is literally copy the style du jour and then make an entire album of it and go it on tour.
They did a good job
they
at
made
that.
Tons
I
of
mean,
money.
Yeah. Tons I of so money. One of the first like reality shows I ever watched when I was a kid was the Gene Simmons Family Jewels show, which is actually a pretty funny show from what I remember.
I never watched any of that.
But basically what I learned from that was kind of low key Gene Simmons is a narcissist.
Oh, jeez.
But basically
look at my tongue.
Yeah, but
my boots.
Yeah. But basically, he monetized everything.
Yes.
Like there's a Kiss
chair,
lunchbox, computer.
Yeah, there's a Kiss coffin.
There's
Kiss that will play Kiss. There's built-in 6-inch speakers all the way around. The coffin itself is the bass box with your body inside of it, and there's 6-inch speakers all the way around the thing. Kiss logos everywhere, and it will play your chosen Kiss playlist as you're lowered into the ground.
And that's the thing.
Oh, I thought this is something you'd have in your living room. No, you could actually
get buried in. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just completely pointless.
Anyway, before we go on, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a tech perspective, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies. It's widely available on exchanges. It's also on the decentralized Maya protocol, and it's in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. Big thanks to the Dash Dow for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Again, visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right. We got some. Oh, suddenly the phones are packed.
Let's go to the wild card line.
Let's go to, I think this is Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everybody. I liked what you said. Leave it to local municipalities and communities to make their own decisions because every community is different financially, culturally, geographically, economically, politically. They are the best suited to make local decisions. I like what Nikki said.
Me too. Yeah, but communism doesn't work that way, though. So,
right.
No communist, honey. I'm a nice Jewish girl. With a big mouth. And I admit it. I wrote, I don't know, is Ian allowed to listen to the program or no?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't have an answer to that, and even if I did, I'm not sure I would tell everybody.
Everybody who's listening, I encourage everyone who believes in the basic foundation of this program, freedom of speech.
Yes.
And the courtesy all the hosts give to every caller, even Mr. David in New Mexico. Please send letters to Ian and or Aria if you feel you can. Last night after a gourmet feast I prepared for my significant other and myself, I sat down and composed a long, 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 detailed, wonderful letter to Mr. Freeman, and we will mail it tomorrow. It will take him a good half an hour to read it.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. That's excellent.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes, because I love this program, and he was instrumental in making it possible for me to call in and voice my opinions.
Did you put your return address to the same address that you're sending the letter to?
Of course I did. I have nothing to be ashamed of or hide.
No. If you're
she didn't understand the question. Right. Yeah.
So explain, Captain.
So, Gigi, there's this post office hack that exists. And I don't know if it still works.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, so that's what Steve was asking you, is if you did you forego postage or did you pay postage?
I wasn't being focused.
That's
okay.
That's all right.
Okay, yes, I understand. I was very careful not to write anything controversial or, shall we say, risque. I kept it very diplomatic. Believe me, it's a boring letter.
So you didn't mention the captain's clunky old big hard drive?
You're so cute. I love it. Well, funny you should mention that.
Oh, no.
I did not disclose that in the letter. But earlier this evening, my husband and I were watching television, and a commercial came on for this new company called Pretzels.com, and it starts out saying, "Do you like it hard or soft?"
Oh, my God.
I was hysterical.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Well, Gigi, thank you so much.
I was hysterical.
Thank you so much for the call.
The other reason why I called is because I find it very interesting that for quite some time now, Congress in the United States continuously, consistently, repeatedly sends soldiers, weapons, ammunition, money, trains Ukrainian soldiers, the whole gambit, for Ukraine to fight the incursion with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we hear on the press every direction, every facet of political ideology. Putin is a fascist. He's an autocrat. He's a dictator. Well, I got news for you, everybody listening out there in radio land. The leader of Ukraine, I want to pronounce it properly, Mr. Zelensky,
mm-hmm.
He says, no, we're not going to have the scheduled elections. This is not a good time for it. Well, if you claim to be a democratic republic and you value essential civil liberties, where is the due process that should be accorded to Ukrainian men and women of voting eligibility. What is this baloney? All of a sudden, he makes a unilateral decision. It's not a good time to hold elections. He sounds like an autocrat.
Yeah. Dictator.
Yep.
So why are we giving money to such a person?
That is a great question, and no one here has the answer to that, of course.
Oh, I do.
I do.
I could take a crack at it. There's that.
Somebody enlighten me, please.
So I think that the U.S. aspires to be just that. And that's why, you know, these, you know, government people that don't see an issue with all of these, you know, atrocities that Ukraine is committing, it's because they think it's, you know, admirable.
Well,
it reminds me of what people have been saying about Prime Minister Netanyahu. He has been attempting to circumvent an independent judiciary and the Supreme Court of Israel. What is he, an autocrat? A fascist autocrat? It's a disgrace. And all these populist, fascist, autocratic dictators are popping up left and right. Hungary, the Netherlands, Argentina, Slovakia, and lots of countries in Africa. And Tunisia you can include as well. And now I would include Zelensky. Who the hell is he to deny his people the right to vote?
Yes.
Gigi, don't hold back.
Oh, you know me. I admit it. Hey, but that commercial was so brilliant. Do you like it hard or soft? I looked at my husband and I said, I love this question.
Gigi, thank you so much for the call tonight. We appreciate you. That's hilarious. Moving right along, let's go to, I believe this is Mr. David Ridley of RidleyReport.com.
Something like that. Hey, you guys remember that I called a week or two ago about this this state rep who used to be a cop, and he's trying to keep his records as a cop secret?
Why would you do that?
So, well, yeah, good question, right? So there was a little bit of an answer to that question recently. So it wound up in front of the Supreme Court. He was trying to keep his records secret. And I'm looking at, it's an article from indeptnh.org. And it says, quote, whatever is in the Claremont Police Department's internal affairs records that State Rep John Stone is trying to hide from the public, it's bad, his lawyer told the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
It's bad.
Quote, doesn't sound like a very good attorney.
It will embarrass and humiliate my client, and it will embarrass and humiliate multiple people in the city of Claremont.
Let's release
attorney
it.
Attorney Peter DeCato said, unquote. Now, this is an attorney, he's trying to defend, this is the attorney he's trying to defend the former cop.
He's not doing a very good job.
So by the statements of the enemy shall you know him. Right? Isn't that the whole point? Isn't that the whole point? It's supposed to humiliate multiple people in the city of Claremont.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, right?
Well, of course, I mean, if they're government people, I don't want to humiliate the people.
Right, yeah, the government. I mean, like, government really, they kind of do enough to humiliate themselves, but, like, people just have that veil of I don't even know what to call it. They government wash themselves, right? They don't, they can't see it. Like on a day-to-day basis, we try and cover things here that should be embarrassing to government people, right? And I think we do a pretty good job of that. But like the majority of people just don't see through it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be, once you're a government worker, it's not private anymore. You're not supposed to be able to just cover
right.
your records and working for the government.
Right. Agreed.
Anyway, that's all. You can just find the article is on indeptnh.org. You can read the details there.
I'm sorry, what's the website? Where it's at? NH.org?
Indeptnh.org.
Awesome. And where can people...
There's a lot of these little, nice little micro media outlets that are popping up now that the mainstream media has been bought and sold and whatever by the government. that there's, you know, like NH Journal and is another one. You guys are another one, and I guess, you know, I'm another one. So, it's, yeah. You know, we have, that's where the real news is.
Agreed. Where can people find out more about you and what you're up to?
Oh, I'm at RidleyReport.com.
.com.
Thanks for the call, David. Dave Ridley, everyone.
That's like Tim in Florida was saying, that the internet was designed to spy on people, but now citizen journalists are taking advantage of, you know, spreading information.
Moving right along, let's go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Rob?
On the other side of the river.
Rob.
Hey, me, Rob. Unmute your phone.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Oh, okay. My phone must have muted on me. Sorry about that.
It's all right. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so there's a whole plethora of things that could be talked about here. One of the hair metal bands that I like is Motorhead. I think that band...
They're not hair metal.
They're not hair. They're metal.
Those guys are punk rock. Punk rock, hard rock. Bordering on heavy metal.
Nah.
Like some people credit
hits as hair metal.
Some people credit Motorhead as the inventors of speed metal. Not hair metal. They didn't walk around on stage with like rainbow spandex and aqua netted hair and like, you know, ladies' lingerie and all that kind of stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, like Motorhead was leather, drinking, smoking, raising hell, you know, giving a middle finger to the man, you know, rebels to the max.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be, you know. But I did hear, though, a story about a 80s metal band that, was it the band Warrant?
Yeah, another band I hate.
Yeah.
What is it?
Warrant.
The name of the band is Warrant, but I caught wind of a video a couple of weeks ago where it was said and alleged that Rob Halford from Judas Priest drugged him and raped him.
Oh, she's come back with a warrant, huh?
I'm not laughing at the rape. I'm laughing because of the accusation. I heard something similar to that about Glenn Danzig, of all people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like some kid was like, you know, I went in the bathroom and Glenn Danzig was in there.
Whoa.
You know, like kind of a thing.
Paul Stanley plays a part in this. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, my God. Well, you know.
Who sang the song The Final Countdown? That's a hair metal.
It's Europe.
Europe.
Oh,
yeah.
Europe, yeah.
Warrant's big song was Cherry Pie.
Oh, right.
Yep.
That's
Warrant. Yeah, crappy band.
One hit wonder, basically.
They were the biggest thing since Kool-Aid Without Sugar for years, man.
Really?
Yeah. With Jell-O Without Carrots.
it's hard to not be bigger than that.
The only Jell-O that I like is Green Jell-O. The band Green Jell-O.
They made them change their name, stupid Jell-O people.
Jell-O.
Now they're called officially Green Jelly, right? But when you go to the show, they're like, I'm going to Green Jell-O. Everybody still calls them Green Jell-O, but like they have to spell it J-E-L-L-Y. Because it's
Jell-O.
The O is, or the Y is silent.
A little bit about what... the last call that called in, and that is that, you know, these cops that are in the state of Manhattan, they're trying to fight to keep their names off the lorry list, you know, and these are people that have done a lot of horrible things.
For those who don't know, the lorry list is, well, tell them what it is, Rob.
The lorry list is a list of police officers in the state of New Hampshire that have, you know, committed crimes, but have been protected by qualified immunity.
Right.
ESS is, what is it? It's pronounced exculpatory evidence secluded, I believe.
Yep.
But if you go to the Attorney General's website in New Hampshire, you'll find the list of officers that have credibility issues, and I would recommend that people check that periodically, you know, and these people that break the law, they need to have a name put to their face.
Yes.
You know, like a registration, you know, online registration.
Yeah. Because it's more egregious, in my opinion, for somebody who's, you know, supposedly a policeman, right, wearing the badge and the uniform and the gun and the baton and, you know, all that thing. It's more egregious to me for somebody in that position to be a horrible person, to be a lawbreaker, than a regular person. And for whatever reason, you would think that the punishment for sort of taking advantage of that position would be higher than it would for anybody else.
It's a higher standard.
But no, it's lower, if there's one at all, as evidenced by this lorry list.
To protect and serve.
Yeah.
Well, you know, equally disturbing about this also is that you have police officers that are on the lorry list that are still police officers, or that
surprise,
instead of being a police officer, now they work for the county attorney's office.
Yep.
You know, and they're on, you know, and they're being investigated with the lorry list. And it's just, it just proves that the people that work in these county offices, they all sleep in the same bed together along with attorneys.
It's a big club. We ain't in it.
Mm. Unless you know, the attorney says, well, we don't want this stuff to come out because it's going to be embarrassing. That's a great attorney.
Right.
We need more attorneys like that.
I mean, I want to see that come out because I pay taxes, you know, just like we all do. And I want to know what that cop has been up to. And, you know, whatever it is, so be it.
Yeah, you know,
if
how, like,
you should be punished.
To loop this back around to, like, rock stars, right? You know how, like, once a rock star gets famous, they lose their privacy,
yeah,
right? All of a sudden, they got paparazzi in their face. They got people writing articles. They got people following them around. They got private investigators trailing them, all that kind of stuff. They try to get information from their friend's circle and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's a pretty transparent life. Once you achieve some sort of, you know, musical fame, right, you lead a rather transparent life.
Or
same thing for, like, actors, right, that kind of a thing. So if we take that as the benchmark of a non-private life, right, a rather public life that you have to live, the transparency of anyone employed by government should be double as transparent.
100%.
100% transparent or more, like more transparent. Like no part of their life should be beyond scrutiny in any way, shape, or form, and in fact should have a higher level of scrutiny. And because it doesn't, tells you all you need to know about the system. It is not designed to protect you. They are not there to serve and protect you. They're to serve and protect the system, not you.
I wonder if you could have an open server, like any email that goes anywhere. You could see it.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the number. We'll get more of your calls and thoughts. We'll have more on our number two story. And what the heck happened at Taco Bell and why you shouldn't ask for guacamole.
Is that a burrito in your pocket?
Or are you happy to see me? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 4-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages. More humanitarian aid is being delivered to people struggling in war-torn Gaza. Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it received 187 trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday. A convoy, they said, was loaded with much-needed food, water, medicine, and emergency medical supplies. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. The FBI warns online shoppers to be aware of scammers, which they say can range from untrustworthy or fake websites to fake emails offering great deals. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're talking.
And we're back.
And it's free for you to listen.
And we're back.
What does that make? Well, that makes Free Talk Live. If you're not familiar with us, visit freetalklive.com. Before we go on, one of our previous callers, Gigi, had mentioned that she had written a nice letter to Mr. Ian Freeman, who is currently in Merrimack County Jail, awaiting some further trials whilst serving his 8-year sentence.
Boo.
For the crime of selling Bitcoin to willing customers whom he KYC'd far more strictly than any exchange or bank could have or would have done. He literally got their express written consent. He got photos of them, their driver, all that kind of stuff. But because the government wants to shoehorn Bitcoin into laws that existed well before Bitcoin was even invented, a jury convicted him, even though the state itself admitted there were no victims. So, yeah, this is a tough one to figure out for us, guys.
Yeah, they're coming for your kids' lemonade stand next.
But at any rate, I am going to post on all of our social media a link to freekeen.com. It's a direct link that has the article where you can find the address to write Ian Freeman. I will also post the same for Aria DeMezzo. She's one of the other first chair hosts of this program, and she is serving 18 months for not getting government permission to sell Bitcoin.
Permit.
Yeah.
License.
Unlicensed selling of this thing that didn't exist before the laws they convicted her under existed. So, yeah, it's a... Anyway, they could use, you know, some letters. So I'm going to post that information to all of our social media sites. If you don't see it, you know, in the next 10 minutes or so, look again a little bit later. But it will be there. I'll try to post these things pretty regularly when I'm here in the studio so that, you know, if you need to find it, you can. But they would appreciate hearing from you. And it doesn't even have to be anything, you know, special or spectacular. Gigi, I think, went
half an hour.
Well above and beyond the call here. But, you know, if you just want to drop a postcard, hey, man, I'm in this place, you know, thinking about you. Or, hey, I saw something on the news about Bitcoin or something, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever's on your mind, update them. Even if you don't like him and you want to cuss him out and, you know, say lots of bad things.
Right, like to stop being, stop freaking people.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's great.
It wouldn't be the first time he has received mail of that nature, so, you know. But that information will be there for you. Knowing Ian, like, if he got a few of those, I'm sure he'd be like,
good laugh.
Yep, still got the haters. you know you're doing it right if you got haters. That's
right.
Yeah.
It's a sad fact of humanity, but it's just the way it is. So anyway, please write to both Ian and Arya in jail. I will post that to our social media. What were we talking about?
Good question.
Oh, yeah, the number two story. We were still on the number two story. We didn't get very far into it either. We talked about this guy, let's see, John Caldera, who has dumped human poop that he found outside of his business.
Awesome.
He didn't dump. Well,
wasn't he? So it was dumped, and then he picked it up and then dumped it. He redumped it.
He dropped off the package.
Yes.
It's a pretty big package.
He's a redumper. Somebody dumped in front of his business. He scooped it somehow. We haven't gotten into like the how. I don't know if the article addresses that at all. But then he dumped that on the steps of the Denver City and County Building. This says on Monday, but this is from
no better place to dump it.
Probably October or something like that when this occurred. This is a present from the homeless to the people who have kept this homeless problem going, he said. Here's a gift.
It's a present.
President of the Independent Institute, a think tank in downtown Denver, Caldera, says he's tired of the homeless using his private property as their public restroom. He says at least twice a week, security cameras catch a homeless person defecating outside his business, or worse.
Worse.
Worse than his business? What do you mean?
Worse. Wait, what?
Worse than defecating? Or,
or worse? Yeah.
We have to clean up vomit and urine and syringes and use condoms and feces.
I guess that's worse.
Ew. Yeah.
We didn't cause the homeless problem in Denver, but we have to clean up after it, Caldera said. Caldera says he's tried appealing to police and Johnston to no avail. Johnston being, what is he, the mayor or something of Denver? The answer, he says, isn't tiny homes, it's jail cells. He wants to put the homeless in jail.
Oh, great.
This is not an affordable housing crisis. This is a drug crisis. This is a mental health crisis. This is a crisis of law. Not necessarily.
This guy went from being, like, funny to being a jerk.
That these people who need help will never get help if they're not brought to jail where they're forced to get some help. Oh, I see.
Oh, they get help in jail.
Right. He believes that they're going to get medical care, mental health care.
No, he's misinformed, unfortunately, because that's not what happens. It actually gets worse once you go to jail.
While Caldera isn't the first person to poo-poo the work of city leaders, at least the author's
got city officials with the...
He may well be the first to leave poo on the steps of City Hall, but he hopes he's not the last.
It's awesome.
I would just start paying the homeless people to poop on the steps of the City Hall.
Right. Give them a map.
You know what I mean?
Here's how to go to here's the bathroom. Yeah. This is City Hall. Right.
It's like, you want a job?
Yeah.
I'll give you a job.
Yeah.
Here's $5. Deliver your package over here next time.
In fact, it'll be a business. Legitimately, do your business.
Yeah.
At City Hall.
At City Hall.
All right, there's a little bit more to the story, but let's go to Ricky from the Commonwealth, who's been holding for quite some time.
Thank you there, brother, Captain. And who's that be there, gentlemen?
It's Steve Classic.
Steve Classic.
It is, Brother Steve. And, of course, Sister Nikki, no doubt. Well, I did want to say at the top of this, now you had me, caught me off guard, but I will tell you, tonight's topic is going to be about KISS. But brother Captain, I will at the same time call you next week and tell you an amazing KISS story that I can't say on the air. And you'll love it. Next week, same time. Now, here's one thing I will say. The other thing I was saying is I wanted to have it yourself and Brother Ian, but Brother Ian indisposed. But when I come to New Hampshire, me and my campaign manager, I will have that, you know, you put down you wanted to have a smoke with Ricky from the Commonwealth, and then you'll forget far out, and you'll find out all kinds of things who Ricky from the Commonwealth really is, no doubt.
What if I don't want to know those things? Can I still come and smoke out with you?
Oh, you want to know, brother. I know you do. No doubt, no doubt. Yeah, I promise you. But now to another thing. We're going to talk about KISS tonight. You know? Now, I'm a big KISS fan, you know, and I always have been.
I didn't know that.
You know, but you didn't know that? Well, I'm into rock and roll. You got to love KISS. I mean, you know, in all honesty, they are rock and roll. I mean, they a whole lot in the 70s especially, you know?
They are legendary.
First concert
they
ever
are, they are,
KISS.
They are. But I will tell you some things. I mean, KISS, you know, I mean, to me, you know, probably, I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not, to me, the most amazing thing they did, and it's personal to me, and, you know, that's Music from the Elder. You know, with Eric Carr on drums. You know, and I loved Eric Carr. He wasn't a good talker, but he was one hell of a drummer. Beat the hell out of Peter Criss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a shame. It's a shame for Eric Carr. It really is. But to me, if you listen to tracks 2, 4, and 5 of the remastered edition, I find that personally important. And, you know, to those who understand its wisdom, you know, I love Gene because Gene's a piece of work. Oh, you know, I picked up this story somewhere and, you know, yeah, sure, Gene. To those who understand, you know, Gene's, I love Gene. You remember when he brought out Kissology? Oh, it's a good game for the fans to play. And I love it. Sure, Gene. Sticking him in every, this store, and that store. Oh, no, that's all right. People like me committed crimes, according to him. Gene would have been pissed if he had found out what we were doing with his little copies.
Ricky, do you remember Gene Simmons making Oprah Winfrey blush?
I do not.
So he and I think it was him and Paul Stanley appear on Oprah Winfrey. I think this might have been around the Animalize era, right? Mid-80s, you know, kind of thing. And so they're talking about, you know, whatever, they're promoting their album and they're talking about, you know, their legendary status as rock and rollers. And then conversation gets around to it. Oprah says, so Gene, there's a lot of talk about your tongue. And of course the crowd goes, ooh, right? And Oprah goes, Gene, how long is your tongue anyway? And he just pauses for a minute, looks Oprah in the eye and says, long enough to make you my very best friend.
Oh my God.
And the crowd went, ah! And, like, you literally saw Oprah Winfrey blush. Like, I've never seen that happen, but, like,
that's
it did.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I got some more KISS stuff. Now, here's another one. Now, one thing about, I had a friend of mine, and he has panic disorder. And all I have to do is say, Peter Criss sucks. You know, and he would just flip out, you know. But I'll tell you, that's the one thing that pissed me off is when he went on Tom Snyder. And totally dumped ass on KISS. You know, and I will never forget Peter for that. But here's the funny thing. You know, and I'll get back to him in a minute. Now, the sad part of KISS would be Ace Frehley. Now, the fact is, on the Love Gun tour, he did grab a hold of that railing, and he did get electrocuted. Now, it was kept a deep, dark secret, except those who were in the music community, and he finally did come out with it, that Ace Frehley, you know, did damage the hell out of his hand. And he got addicted to painkillers.
Among other things, yeah.
Time.
Yeah, that guy was doing a
and
bunch
that was
of drugs.
For a long time until he finally came out. The funny thing is I love about these guys. Now, the funny thing is now Peter left and then Ace left. Now, Ace was like, you know, packing in the Meadowlands. And Peter Criss, after he dumped on him, he's like in front of 5 or 6 people in the Poconos, you know.
Peter. Yeah.
Well, here's another one. You know, the funny thing about the reunion tour. Is,
which one? They've had like 30 of them.
Well, no. I'm talking the big one with Psycho Circus. The funny thing is I remember my friend, you know, and I've always been honest. Like when Rob Zombie came out with Dracula, I stuck up for him, you know. But here's the thing. When it comes to KISS, I got to be honest here. I remember a friend of mine, and that's going to come into that story next week. But anyways, I said to him, we both bought it. And I said, you know what? It's not very good.
You know, oh, come on, man, you know, the whole thing. I said, no, listen to it again. He hit me next week. He said, you know what, man, it's not very good. And the tour sucked, too. But you know what's really fascinating? The funny thing about the whole thing is that this time when they came back together, Ace left. Mm-hmm. But Peter Criss, man, he hung on for dear life, so they had to kick him out.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Gene got tired of him.
Well, it's this Paul too, and you know what, Peter was never the right drummer for him. I hate to say it, it's a shame what happened to Eric Carr, because if anybody listens to his drumming on The Elder, amongst other things, it's wild. I mean, he puts Peter Criss to shame. You know, I mean, Peter, this is the wrong. I mean, he's an okay drummer, but he's not that great. I mean, that's the reality.
Yep.
And you know what? Eric did Beth way the hell better than Peter ever did. I bet that pissed him off.
Anything else you want to add tonight, Ricky?
Just that I'm looking forward to seeing you one of these in the future, me and my campaign manager. And, I'll definitely tell you that story. That one I can tell you in the studio. The other ones, no offense to Sister Nikki or Steve, but these things, some of them are so personal about me. I would only trust yourself, Captain, and Brother Ian. But Brother Ian is indisposed. I mean, let me ask you, what's the story on Brother Ian? I mean, is he serving out his full sentence now? I mean, what happened to the appeal?
Appeals take a legendarily long time to happen in federal court, specifically in a federal court that isn't very busy. So as you can imagine, the federal court of New Hampshire hears very few cases. And in fact, just trying Aria and Ian here in New Hampshire was probably one of the busiest times the federal court in New Hampshire has ever had. Because like, ooh, we have two back to back. Now, it's not to say that there aren't other cases going on and that kind of thing, but as far as their level of busy work goes, these are probably the two biggest. At least for the last decade.
And they can go back on vacation.
Right. So, now they're sitting back. So, what was your question? I was trying to answer
What's the status?
Appeal status? So, he's currently in Merrimack County until either one or two more, I'm going to call them meetings. They're not hearings. I don't know what to call them. The first one that's going to happen is something about to decide whether or not the court believes Ian owes money as restitution to the no victims that were there, according to the state. And then if that is a yes, then there's another hearing, if you will, a meeting to decide just how much he owes. They can't decide them both at the same time for some reason. I don't know why. Government bureaucracy. Oh, no, we can't possibly do two things at the same time. Right.
Well, it's funny you say that, Captain, because the one thing I want to say, I always try to keep my promises. When I came back after that 5 years, and, you know, Brother Ian heard my voice. I called the old number, by the way, the free number. That's how I heard the new number. But I promised him that I would say, hold on, I can't answer. I don't think so. Anyways, fact of the matter is, I can on the air. Anyways, I'm sorry I'm interrupted, Captain. Anyways, I promised Brother Ian that somebody's knocking on my door. Anyways, I promised that I would tell Brother Ian the story about my disappearance.
Right.
You know, and I didn't get the chance. But, you know, I do want to wait until he comes out on appeal, and I will give him that promise. But I will tell you what he told me. And, you know, he said it was all over the forums.
Yep.
I guess the general consensus was that Ricky from the Commonwealth is dead and the deep state finally got him. You're not quite there, but I think that was the idea. They wouldn't have slinged me away for 20 years. And if I would have been around when Brother Ian decided to go to court, I would have said, don't get a jury. Because if I would have got a jury, it wouldn't have turned out the same way as it did for me, I promise you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a judge, a Pennsylvania judge.
Hey, Ricky, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. Let's circle back around to the rest of this bit from our number two story, talking about a man named Caldara, who's had a problem with homeless people, not only, you know, doing drugs, urinating, vomiting, but also defecating on his property. He got so tired of it that he decided to scoop the poop and dump it on the steps of the city building and the county municipal building.
The repository.
making a depository. A repository. That's something. And he, you know, he's giving his opinion on, you know, what's causing the homeless, et cetera, and so on. It says, while Caldera isn't the first person to poo-poo the work of city leaders, he may well be the first to leave poo on the steps of the city hall, but hopes he's not the last. In the meantime, he says he'll continue to dump on city hall and urged other Denverites to do the same.
I never knew what they called Denverites.
Yeah, I was like, the Denvernonians, Denvers, Denvernons, Denverites, apparently. Next time you clean it up, drop it off here. Drop it off at City Hall as an act of civil disobedience to ask them, no, to demand of them to address the problem.
I couldn't imagine having to clean up human waste on the ground outside of my business.
And then put it in your car and drive it to City Hall.
I mean, that's crazy. That's,
well, but, you gotta have it up to here, whatever. Yeah. To, like,
but just in general, I couldn't imagine someone defecating in front. Like, if I had a storefront, yeah. Those are the things that just don't happen around here.
Right. It's like Frisco, yet, right?
Yeah.
Yet, right?
Yet,
the powers that be, your local news, your local politics, your politicians in general. Would have you believe that, oh, the inflation is over, we've stopped the inflation.
No, right.
Have you looked at the prices of the stuff that you buy at the grocery store? Yeah, inflation's not over. You know, would it cost as much for you to drive through to get a value meal at your favorite, local fast food restaurant as it does to get a meal at any chain sit-down restaurant? Hmm. You know inflation is here.
The $18 Big Mac.
Yeah. We did a story on that. So, as Caldera dumped human excrement on the steps of City Hall, city workers cleaned up a homeless encampment on 8th Avenue and Logan Street for the first time. They offered housing ahead of the move. Oh, for the first time. The homeless have been a problem since before I was born. But for the first time, they finally got ahead of the ball and went, oh, we should take care of these people as human beings before we eject them and clean up. Oh, man. Anyway, it's move-in day for around 70 people living in an encampment in a place they can call home. As part of our homelessness initiative, the city has provided trash pickup for many encampments across the city to support both the residents living in the encampment as well as those who use the public spaces. Mayor Johnston is focused on actions. This is just a politician bloviating about, here's what I've done. I haven't done jack.
Nothing.
The city is hosting several town halls this week so neighbors can weigh in on possible locations for this politician's supposed solutions. Hopefully you bring a big bag of feces with you. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, so this guy had to leave crap on their doorstep for them to, like, actually address this?
Yes.
Like, that's what needed
to
happen.
He's going to keep doing it until they fix the problem.
Well, and only to address it, not to fix it. Not to, like, do anything
about
it.
No, just to, like, say something
about it. But just to get a politician to, like, you know, a reporter contacted me, I guess I better say something and sound smart while I do it. Like, oh, no, I'm not a lazy ass who doesn't give an FCC.
We're putting more taxpayer dollars into trying to figure out a solution.
We're gonna hire some people to form a committee.
A blue ribbon panel.
And they'll sit down and do nothing for several years, and we'll pay them great salaries for doing it. And then, in the end, nothing will have been accomplished, and the homeless problem will still be here. That's how government works.
And then the reason it didn't work is because they didn't have enough money. So they blame it on, well, we need to increase the budget.
Well, if we just had another committee.
more money.
They used up the budget paying the salaries of the people to be on the committee instead of using that money to actually do something. Right. If you pay attention, listeners, to government at all, you are going to see that everything that you see from government is a rerun. It's like they're in syndication. You've seen this episode before. Yeah. You know what's going on. It's so easy to predict once you start paying attention. It's easy to predict what they're going to do.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, here's what they will do. They will bloviate about it, which means, like, speak. Use lots of large words. Say things that sound impressive, but, like, don't really actually accomplish anything.
The blue ribbon panel.
Then they'll do something, like I said, form a committee. They'll get some sort of budget allocated, which means, oh, taxing, more taxation, or taxes removed from some other program to pay this one, right? Then they're going to pay these people these giant salaries to think about the problem, and they're not going to do anything, and then 2 years later, when the next person gets elected, that whole committee is gone and the budget gets cut and nothing ever happens. Nothing changes. It's a rerun. Pay attention. I don't have a segue for the next thing. Other than, well, okay, so our last story was the number two story.
Well, this kind of ties into
this,
number two.
This is right, because I always say, like, if you're on the road and you need to relieve your bowels, stop into Taco Bell, because if you've ever eaten there, they kind of owe you one.
It's like eating laxatives, I guess.
This is what this is for. What happened to my toilet? This is what you get.
Retribution.
Exactly. Right. You make
Taco
this
Bell.
Stuff, and when it's filtered through me, this is what comes out of the other end.
You're getting it back.
Anyway, this from KTLA.com out of L.A.
L.A.
La, if you pronounce it.
La-la.
Yes. Headline reads, raunchy alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party included open sex lawsuit claims.
Oh, okay.
So this can be, like, we'll say a segue from the number two story into Sexy Sunday.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take sexy
it.
Sunday.
I mean, it's Taco sure. Bell. It is number two. It's a number two story. So, related.
I wonder how many, like, the one here in town is a Kentucky Fried Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Combo.
Like, yeah, love a good combo.
Like, can I get an extra crispy breast and a burrito?
Yeah.
it's the most mismatched pair. Like, they used to have, I remember seeing Taco Bell Pizza Huts. Right.
Yeah, same company. Yeah.
And I'm like, right, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense because it's the same company, but also, like,
they're trying to save on the rent.
Absolutely. Right, right. But I'm thinking, like, what kind of creative foods can you make out of that yourself if you frequent these places, right?
So,
you can
yeah.
get, like, a personal pan pizza that's cheese, but then just yeah. get a regular burrito and, like, dump all the toppings out on your pizza, and now you've got a taco pizza.
Go to yeah. Taco Hut.
Yeah, so in a pinch.
Pizza like, Bell Taco Hut?
Pizza Bell.
So in a pinch, I used to, like, after a concert, you know, it's 2 a.m., nothing's open but Taco Bell, so you go to Taco Bell, and I used to really enjoy the spicy potato taco. That was, like, my favorite thing to get there. And I went to a Taco Bell KFC mashup, and they didn't have the regular potatoes. Aww. They didn't have the Taco Bell potatoes, so they were like, well, we'll just throw some of the KFC.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not mashed potatoes, but the other ones.
Coming up, we'll find out what happened at this raunchy alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party that included open sex. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.